The attack ad that Shea Porter's campaign released last week stuck to the aggressive tone that the former congresswoman has adopted this election cycle.
Tea Party Congressman Frank Ginta voted for billions in cuts to veterans programs and opposed funding for veterans health care and housing.
In response, the Ginta campaign put on a rally in Manchester, where state legislators like Kingston Republican Ken Wyler said the ad twists the facts.
This is a desperate move by a candidate who really has no substance to offer.
The ad cites three votes, two of which the Ginta campaign calls procedural stunts. The third vote was for the Ryan budget, which would allot less money for veterans programs than the president's budget because it uses a different projection for how many disabled veterans will claim benefits. That bill passed the House of Representatives, but never became law. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.